explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons, after that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And our hearing today is change of zone number 1757 filed on behalf of BLN LLC. Mr. Lang.
Thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 14,400 square feet more or less and lying southeast of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 6/10 of a mile west of Route 321, Park Avenue, with a 911 address of 22440 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 135, Map 15, Parcel 93. For the benefit of the record, the Commission did hold a public hearing on this application on September 11, 2014. For the benefit of the record again, we did receive, and as part of your packet information you received on Friday, the application was received on July 15, 2014, and included a site plan survey showing the existing improvements on the site, which I've just previously provided to the members. We did receive comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report. I will advise council that this site was considered months ago for a rezoning from AR1 to CR1. The commissioner recommended denial and suggested to the applicant that they consider a conditional use application. Council held a public hearing also a few months ago on the CR1 zoning and finally gave the same consideration. They could apply for a rezoning to B1 or apply for a conditional use. The applicant did choose to apply for a conditional use, or excuse me, for a rezoning to B1 neighborhood business. And so before you, there's about a third of a page of information provided by the applicant in reference to a rezoning application. It was noted by the commission in the public hearing that Route 9 is a major arterial roadway or a major collector roadway. We found that there was no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application, and therefore there was a motion or a statement by Mr. Johnson, he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1757 for BLN LLC for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this site has historically been used for business uses going back before a zoning code was adopted by Sussex County. This rezoning will apply a zoning classification that is consistent with the property's uses. There are other business uses in the vicinity. The site is also adjacent to the sports at the beach sports complex on two sides. Route 9 is an appropriate location for B1 neighborhood business zoning. The applicant has stated that the existing building will remain in use on the property. Given the small size of the site, additional development will be difficult. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. B1 neighborhood business zoning, which is designed to serve small areas of rural low density or medium density residential neighborhoods, is appropriate for this location. And finally, there was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion did carry 5-0 unanimously. To date, I received no additional comments from any individual or agency relating to this rezoning application.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the council? If not, is the applicant or representative of the applicant here today? Yes, sir. Would you come forward? And would you please state your full name and address for the record and sign in there, please?
Leon David Ware Sr., 20593 Russ Road, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay, and can you give us the reasons why the council should vote in favor of your application and grant your wishes?
We applied for C1 zoning before, as you know, and was turned down because it was probably inappropriate to the property. On the recommendation that we go for B1 zoning, which was more appropriate to the property, so it maintains as a small office, we did that. We went back to it was B1, and now stand before you now asking for B1 zoning on that property.
Okay. Any questions from any of the council? You're not planning to make any changes to the building on here itself, correct?
No. If my understanding's right, the B1, the setbacks are greater than they were with what it were before. So, no, we're not planning to do anything with the property except keep it as an office. That's what it's been for us, and be able to rent it as such.
Okay. If there's no questions from council, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter at this point, and if it's council's pleasure to close the record, and then I would read the...
We'll close public hearing. Okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14,400 square feet, more or less for reasons 1-6 given by the Planning and Zoning Commission and read into the record today.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt CZ 1757.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt change of zone 1757. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I, in accordance with what Planning and Zoning said on their reasons, and I appreciate the applicant's patience in filing for B1. Thank you.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning and recognizing that it has been a use in the past and will not create any problems for the community, I vote yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation of P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning with their recommendations and their reasoning, and it certainly makes a lot more sense, I think, to be a B1 versus a commercial originally asked for. So I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 7 grants for your consideration. The first one is the Town of Georgetown. They're requesting support to help offset the cost of the 2014 Mayor's Return Day of Celebration. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $2,000, which is $400 each.
Yeah, the mayor's here. What do you want to hear from him?
Yeah. Well, what's he going to do with his money?
Come on down, Mr. Mayor.
How about that?
I guess they want to hear what you already done with the money, because I'll never turn that over. So
it's a little past time, but yeah. Mr. President, members of council, thank you for giving me the time to be here today. It was a great celebration. We had the town standing on its nose Wednesday night and Thursday. We had a lot of positive comments, and there was a lot of money spent by my maintenance crew, because they were, when the celebration was done Wednesday night after the bands, they continued to work to clean things to get it ready for Thursday morning. And then while all of us were attending parties or attending events after the return day, we prayed. My maintenance guys there again were breaking things down and continued to get the town back in the position that it's supposed to be in for everyday use. So at this time, anything you can consider from me would be greatly appreciated. Any questions?
Any questions of the mayor? Pleasure of council.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion, anybody?
Well, Sam, we're waiting on Sam down here.
Yes, Sam's the boy.
Apparently, Mr. Wilson, you have no motion.
I make a motion, we give him 50 cents. Sam is generous.
Is that 10 cents per or just
per week?
I'm sorry, Ms. Jennings. You had said 400 each from in the past.
In the past, it's 400 each, was 2,000 total.
So moved. I make the motion, we give the same.
No. $2,000 out of Mr. Wilson's account.
$400 a piece.
Oh.
From each council manager.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver to grant $2,000 to Town of Georgetown to help with the expenses of Returns Day celebration, being $400 from each councilmatic grant. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next one is the Laura Farmers Auction Market. They are requesting funds to further promote the market for area farmers and to also expand their facilities to accommodate more local farmers. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants to this organization.
Oh, I thought they started up and came here when they started up. No, have Greenwood maybe.
No. I have a motion. Unless anyone else would like to participate, I'll move that we give $1,000, $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from me. Anybody else want to contribute?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, second by Mr. Cole.
We grant $1,000, being $500 for Mr. Phillips' account, $500 for my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Good Samaritan Aid Organization. They're requesting $1,000 to purchase food, gift cards, and toys for the Christmas basket program. This organization helps the most needy individuals in the Laurel community. There have been no past council grants for this organization.
$500 each. Make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we give $500 each.
From Mr.
$500 from Mr. Phillips and $500 from Mr. Wilson. I mean, Mr.
Vincent.
he's going to take back his motion.
Same always fell out, didn't he?
Motion,
Mr. Phillips grant $1,000 at a Good Samaritan Aid Organization of Laurel for the Christmas basket program, being $500 Mr. Phillips' account and $500 from my account.
I wouldn't dare, Chief.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Yes, I'll second.
Yes. Questions on the motion?
Mr.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The town of Blades is requesting support for their annual Blades Kids Christmas Bazaar. The event targets kids in the Blades, Bridgeville, Seaford, and Laurel areas. Last grant received was $600, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $100 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To grant $600 to the town of Blades for Kids Christmas Bazaar, being $500 from my account and $100 from Mr. Phillips' account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce is requesting funds to help defray the cost of putting on the Seaford Christmas Parade. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
I make that motion, please.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Second. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Grant $500 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for Seaford Christmas Parade expenses from my account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Rehoboth Art League is requesting support to help open their new art studio on Route 9. The anticipated cost to open the new facility is $250,000. The facility will offer artist workspaces, open studios, and classrooms. There have been no past grants for this project. The last grant received to the Art League was $1,000, which was $750 from Mr. Cole and $250 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, this is new.
This is new.
Yeah,
this
they
is
are
a new project.
Extending out and trying to, they'll be serving folks from all over the county because it will be on Route 9. and very accessible, and they're doing a lot of teaching, and a lot of children are going to benefit from this. Well, Mr. Cole, what do you think? Can you?
Well, I would suggest we give $1,250 each, and that would make a total of $2,500 to help with this new effort.
I think that's a good idea.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips.
I knew you would agree.
You knew?
To grant $2,500 to the Rehoboth Art League for the new art studio facility, being $1,250 for Mrs. Deaver's account and $1,250 for Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Sussex County Foster Parent Association. They're requesting the support for their annual holiday celebration for their foster children. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant was $250, which was $50 from each council member.
I make a motion we do it again.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $250 to the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association for a foster family event they're going to hold, being $50 from each councilmatic district. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Oh, she's good.
Is that all?
Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contractor shop and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 6.47 acres more or less, on behalf of Delmarva Roofing and Coating Inc., and it's in District 2.
I introduce it.
Wills introduces it.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.571 acres, more or less, and it's filed on behalf of Indian River Volunteer Fire Company and in District Number 4, Mr. Cole's district.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a seasonal farm stand slash garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2287 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Thomas and Laura Kucharik, and that's in District Number 3.
I'll introduce that.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.24 acres more or less, filed on behalf of JJLJ-Laurel, care of John Willey, and it's in District 1.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
I have a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Got it. Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. We're now in executive session.